Hispanic caucus eyes big amnesty after Biden meeting with DACA illegal aliens. By John Binder on May 17, 2021. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus is eyeing a big legislative push for amnesty for millions of illegal aliens living in the United States, hoping to ride a wave of momentum after President Joe Biden met with illegal aliens at the White House. Last week, Biden met with illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program who urged him to help pass a series of amnesty bills, including one that would put the roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. on a path to obtaining American citizenship while doubling legal immigration levels. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus, with 38 members, has officially endorsed an amnesty bill that would give amnesty to at least 5.2 million illegal aliens deemed essential. Representative Raul Ruiz, DCA, said in a statement, "Immigrant essential workers have been on the front lines working to keep us safe, healthy, and fed during the pandemic. The Department of Homeland Security designated these immigrant workers as essential and part of our country's infrastructure. Supporting essential workers means supporting economic growth and productivity for our nation." In April, Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Alex Padilla, DCA, a co-sponsor of the amnesty bill, wrote to Biden asking him to include the plan in any economic recovery package, calling illegal aliens American heroes. Likewise, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus is requesting that the U.S. Senate and the Biden administration prioritize an amnesty for about 4.4 million illegal aliens. Ruiz said in a statement following Biden's meeting with DACA illegal aliens, "I am incredibly proud of each Dreamer who met with President Biden today, including United Farm Workers Lady Rangel from my hometown of Coachella, California. As chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, I thank President Biden for his commitment to securing a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers. Also part of the amnesty push are corporate interests such as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Koch Brothers Network of Donoro Class Organizations, as well as former President George W. Bush." As Breitbart News reported, Bush, joined by the Koch-funded Americans for Prosperity, the Refugee Lobby, the Chamber, and the Business Roundtable, is lobbying Congress to increase legal immigration levels and give amnesty to illegal aliens, claiming it will end illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. While Biden, Democrats, corporate interests, and Bush call for passage of the expansive amnesty bills, about 16.4 million Americans remain jobless and another 5.2 million are underemployed but want full-time jobs. A flooded U.S. labor market has been well documented for its wage-crushing side effects, so much so that economist George Boreas has called mass immigration the largest anti-poverty program at the expense of America's working and lower middle class. The biggest winners are corporations and investors who can keep the cost of labor low and have a steady stream of consumers to buy their products and services. Other research finds current legal immigration to the U.S. results in more than $530 billion worth of lost wages for Americans. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, likewise, has repeatedly noted mass immigration cuts Americans' wages. In 2013, CBO analysis stated that the Gang of Eight amnesty plan would slightly push down wages for the American workers. A 2020 CBO analysis stated immigration has exerted downward pressure on the wages of relatively low-skilled workers who are already in the country, regardless of their birthplace. Every year, about 1.2 million legal immigrants receive green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals get temporary visas to fill U.S. jobs that would otherwise go to Americans. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, as well, enter the U.S. annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.